Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 122. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and I believe that bear was wearing people's clothes. No, wait! It's Ben!
Hello, Aludra. How are you doing on this wonderful, fantastic evening? It's been so long since I've talked to you, and I missed you so much.
So much. And Ben, you're my favorite bear.
Aww.
You're my favorite Ben Bear. Ben Bear.
I try. So yeah, the last episode we had was a very special holiday episode.
Christmas episode, yes, which, because we were crazy busy, and I can't believe you had time to do all that, even though I was supposed to do all that, but you did all that!
It's okay.
Which we did in lieu of a normal episode because of the lack of time we actually had due to the holidays.
I know.
And Ben ended up even doing more work than normal.
I have no idea how it came together, but you know what? It did, and I was happy, and it turned out really great.
Yeah, how many more times do you think we're going to retell Ben Joys the show?
I don't know.
But it was a good retelling of Ben Joys the show.
Yeah, you know what? Next time when we tell the story, who knows? It might be different.
It might be different.
It will be different.
I remember the first one, the first skit we did when you joined the show. I set you down for an interview, and you did the infamous line that is still quoted around here to this day. I'm a dude. That is episode number, what was it, Ben?
26?
That was episode 26 of Battle Pets, where Ben goes, I'm a dude. I might dig that out. Just so we could play it on episode 126, which is not that far.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close, actually.
Uh-huh. Hmm. February-ish, March-ish, we'll be there.
What we'll need to do is have like we'll have a video clip episode. And since we don't do video, it's just going to be like really sappy music.
Maybe I'll have our friends all record lines about where were you when Ben joined Battle Pets.
You know, just underneath, did you ever know that you're my hero?
Pet battler. As I talk over that and go, pet battle friend.
I can fly higher than my pet eagle.
Yeah. See, this is how we plan things here on Battle Pets. Ben just kind of do this, and if it comes together, great. And if it doesn't, well, it was a great conversation that we had.
And sometimes you hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways.
I really don't like that song, Ben. I really don't.
I'm kind of mad
that it's okay now in my head.
Oh, well, I'm happy then.
You never had a friend like me. Yes, that will be the song. This will be the better song.
Okay, that works.
Yes, that works. Aladdin. I like Aladdin. I want to see Aladdin. Okay, thanks for listening. Aludra's going to go watch Aladdin.
You know, I'm actually kind of okay with that. I love that movie. You know what? We need to do a friend viewing of Aladdin.
Yeah, where we put it up and then we stream it to each other and we sit there eating popcorn in our respective homes. That would be
and
great
just randomly too. Laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you started talking to me, I'd shush you. Just as I'm assuming you would do the same to me. Unless we're singing along.
Now, well, yeah, singing along is a given, but sometimes if a movie I've seen this much is we sit there and we tear it apart.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we could do that to Aladdin, personally.
It'd be like one of those, did you see the beast in that little stack of little miniature animals?
Put it back. His eyes went wonky. Okay.
So, anyways.
Battles. Nanaboo battles.
Just what have you been doing since Christmas?
Oh, man, the holiday hit the Aludra Dome like a thunderclap, let me tell you.
Wow. Did two Aludras go in and one Aludra came out?
That would be really frightening because I would not want to meet me.
Oh, like, I've met you. You're pretty cool.
Yeah, but two of me?
Yeah, the world would be a better place.
You know how I am now. Now imagine me in stereo surround sounding you, Ben.
That's what my headphones are doing right now. It's cool.
No, two of me, so I'm even louder.
Yeah, that's cool. I can adjust the volume. Yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't mind.
I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2, which, shockingly, has no fishing or farming in him.
Well, you have farming greens and purples and epics and stuff. It's just a different kind.
Plants. And all holiday season, I played the heck out of that game, trying to get this Ghost, which is the name of the companion. Okay, so, oh my god, I just realized I spent my time farming a companion pet in Destiny 2 that I didn't even get. I didn't even get it.
Well, how are you supposed to do it? Like, is it just, like, killing stuff and it's a low drop rate, or what?
Oh, I wish. No, I was already level cap and everything, and so I'm happily jumping around, because that's what you do in Destiny, is you jump a lot. And I'm jumping around, and I've got to get these special boxes, which you only get if you've leveled after leveling.
Oh.
And they were holiday-themed, all of December to January 10th. So if you're just finding out about this and you missed it, I'm sorry. But one of these ghosts...
Wait till next year.
One of these ghosts was literally space. Like, as it moved, the stars in the background slowly moved. And it was really
pretty. Oh, that's
cool. It had a nebula look going on, and I wanted it so much. I've never wanted anything in that game as much as I wanted this. Didn't get it.
And it's only in the holiday ones?
It's only in the holiday ones.
Oh, well, that's because they wanted you to throw a bunch of money at it.
Uh-huh. That's not happening. Because, as you can see by the splendor surrounding me, Ben.
Well, look, not everybody is in a professional podcast studio, Aludra.
I know.
I mean, I know you spent all your money on the professional podcast studio, but...
I did. Did we mention that ever, that my desk is being held together with duct tape right now? Because that's a thing.
Hey, that is a handyman secret weapon.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't get that, and I was really bummed. And every day I farmed up new gifts for various people in the game and stuff. And like Failsafe, who's one of my favorite people things in the game. And I gave her Christmas gifts and farmed up the things and... I never got it.
Next year you'll get it.
So then I played a lot of Fantasy Life, which is like a 10-year-old game on the Nintendo DS. No, it's not 10, but it came out a while ago. And there's this new system that was in the DLC content that I bought when it was fairly new, but never bothered to play, but played it this... Because I've been having a really rough time health-wise, but that's really not the point. So I've been playing this game, and then I found out there's a magical unicorn mount.
What?
Yeah. And it's adorable, and it's great, and I want it. And I was like, oh my god, magical unicorn! And I play this game with Minion 1. Minion 1 got the magical unicorn.
Minion 1 gets everything before you do. In WoW, and in this, and everything.
And a dragon. But then he realized that things in that game aren't soulbound. So now, if you run into me in Fantasy Life and you go, hey, I heard you got that unicorn mount, I can actually give you a copy of it. And will, gladly.
What?
Yeah, you just put an item as your I'm giving this away now, ha ha ha, slot. Usually I give away high-powered healing stuff because that game can get rough. But no. If you say, hey, Aludra, I heard you got the Fantasy Life goods to me, I can hook you up with a magical unicorn. Just gives away copies like there's no tomorrow.
So you can do it with the dragon too and every other thing in the game?
You can do it with anything in the game. You just put it in the I want to give this to you slot.
Holy crap. And it doesn't disappear from your own.
No, it doesn't. It just makes copies.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm really happy about this. I was like, when I realized I could do this. Oh, but then I realized I didn't put points in the pony riding. So now I have to get a pony riding certificate. So that's going on.
Well, of course. I mean, you don't want to crash your pony into a tree or something.
I really don't. But I'm really excited that I have this thing. It's in my bag. I'm not even putting it in my bank. No, it will always be with me. And let
What's
me
its
see.
Name?
Oh, I don't know, because I want to look deep into its beautiful, beautiful, glowy eyes and then name it properly, something like Frederick or Mystical Sparkle Pony of the Magic Isles.
Portia.
Yeah, some Princess Seraphina Dark Cloud.
That's a good one.
That is a real good one. Or Frederick. Or Martin. Whatever sings to me as I ride the horse, really, is going to happen. So I'm excited about that going on.
Good.
Oh, Elder Scrolls Online, which is basically freaking Skyrim. So I rolled a stealth archer because that's what you do when you play an Elder Scrolls game.
Stealth archer, huh? I've heard about that class.
Yes. There's actually the wood elves are actually really good with bows. And so then my friend who was playing the game got to hear my whispers of, I want to shoot a bow. Shoot a bow. There are no bows. They gave me a sword. Well, wait till you find a bow. Where am I going to find a bow? That guy has a bow. Why don't I have a bow? And as soon as it started on that line, that guy has a bow.
Suddenly she gave you a bow?
A bow dropped and I went, oh, it. I was using a green and I downgraded to a white. That will tell you how much I wanted this bow.
I don't blame you. Look, archery in any sort of Elder Scrolls is the way to do it.
Yeah, I've got this new ability, like this ability, not new, because I've been playing for 2 days now, so I'm kind of seasoned veteran at this point.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes far, 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 up, 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 and then down on the guy. And I put points into that ability, so it kind of stuns him and applies a poison dot, and I'm like...
Then you just wait.
No, then he turns around and runs at me, and he's already at half health.
Nice.
And I go, pop, poop, pop, pop, headshot. Yeah, and if they dare get up to me, I'm like, life drain.
Good call.
Because, yeah. I'm so cool. But then I got thrown into jail and I lost my pants.
Well, that can happen in jail sometimes.
No, because I stole them. I stole pants.
Which is why you got thrown in jail.
No, I got thrown in jail because it was actually part of the quest line, and I was like, don't take my pants! But then I zoomed out of my character, because you always play these games in first-person mode, and there was my butt.
Good job.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's terrible. I'm terrible.
Now, did they only take the pants because they were stolen? Like, yeah. You got everything else back?
Yeah, I had everything else in my pocket. I had lockpicks in my pocket, and they were like, whatever. But... I'm like, how did you
now? Don't use these on the door. We'll let you keep them though.
Right. So yeah, and then I'll leave the raid team goodness to you because okay. I missed last raid because I'm not a good raider. But I've been having a blast in WoW. I've been going around running old stuff, which means I'm kind of. Oh no, everything unlocked today, huh? Lockouts were reset today, yep. So.
So you can jump back in and run around and do the same stuff.
If I wanted to go to Ulduar and run it at level, I could do that.
Well, you can't do that until time walking happens.
Then I don't want to run Ulduar.
I know. No one's going to make you, even though the raid team will be doing it.
Because the raid team is like the best people in WoW that I know. Like, they're all in my raid team.
Aw, I'm part of that.
And so, yeah. And then my raid team had Secret Santa, and that was a unmitigated success. Like, my family's Secret Santa was so much more difficult than my raid team's. I'm seriously going to ask Ro for a copy of the Secret Santa questionnaire, and I'm going to text it to everybody.
That's a good way to do it. I will say, he did an amazing job with that questionnaire, and I'm glad he did it.
It was so brilliant. Guys, if you ever need a Secret Santa questionnaire, hit up Ro. I mean, he's got this stuff down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all got good presents from each other, and we're super happy about it. So,
yep. So I was quite stoked with mine.
I know. Me too. I got a necklace that I wear just every day now.
Very cool.
I'm not wearing it now, but that's because I'm in my jammies.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Ben, how was your holiday?
Oh,
what
my gosh.
Games have you been playing besides Void Aludra?
I have not been playing a Void Aludra.
I know.
So, okay. I don't think that I had finished Horizon Zero Dawn by the last time we recorded, but I beat the main story.
Oh my gosh, what? That's Skyrim 2.
It
literally
is so good.
That's what I thought I got.
So good. Now, here's the thing.
Electrical monster boogaloo.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay, so here's the thing. I had a whole bunch of side quests left to do and everything, and there's other stuff to clear up on the map, and I have a whole bit of DLC that I haven't even touched yet because I'm like, I'm going to clear this main game first.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the story is so fantastic. I, you know, you've heard me going off about this game for like, well, almost a year at this point.
I speak for Thrax for Christmas, in part because of how much you've talked it up.
Oh, yeah.
And he needed it four times from the library, and I thought it was time for me to just bite the bullet and find a copy. That game was impossible to find, by the way, so you're welcome, Thraxus.
Oh, wow. But yeah.
The last one in the freaking county.
But the story is just so cool, and it goes really neat places. I really enjoy it. And then, so I was streaming on, I don't know, sometime, I think on Saturday, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
So I did about 2 hours of streaming of Horizon Zero Dawn because it's a PS4 and you can just do that.
Yeah, although which is easy.
Yeah, although I'm not as happy with the voice stuff as it could be because I was just using my like PlayStation headset, but we'll see about that. I don't know if I'm going to hook it up to my computer and stream that way or not. But anyways, so in that 2 hours, I had gone through and just due to questing, I fought each one of the like the three hardest robot animals that you can fight. Like just through the quest, all of a sudden, like some dude's like, yeah, and then this thing happens stuff. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a rock borer or whatever it's called. And I'm like, I really don't like those. Sure enough, it's one of those. And I'm like, crap. And then later on in that same quest,
I played that game for 2 minutes. So I know.
Yeah. Later on in that quest, Thunderjaw, big Tyrannosaurus, gotta kill that. And then in another quest I was doing, giant Stormbird, gotta kill that. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So
I'm gonna tell you guys, pneumonia is great for gaming. Like, I don't suggest it for anything else, honestly, because your immune system's like compromised for 5 years or something. But I played that game for 2 minutes. My husband stepped away, and so I grabbed the controller, and basically I tuck and roll, tuck and roll, tuck and roll, tuck and roll. It was the only thing I figured out how to do. So he comes back and he's like, everything can see you. Like, how did you get everything follow you? I'm like, I don't know. So I tuck and roll, and I finally lost him just to tuck and roll into a new group of monsters. I'm like, here we go. Have your game back. He's like, thanks.
Nice. Oh, man. So the thing is if you play that game and you know, you gain levels and stuff like that, I mean, you can get better equipment and everything, but so good at just taking out these robots, and it is so fulfilling when you can, and I love it.
I'm sure it is. It's great. Do you have a sense of pride and accomplishment?
Oh, so much so.
EATM.
So much so. But,
in a good way.
Yeah,
in a good way.
Exactly. Not in any sort of EA way. But, okay. So another thing that I need to talk about, And I'm going to just briefly touch on it because this is not for everybody. If you have little ones around, make sure they do not play this game. Mm-hmm. There's a game called Doki Doki Literature Club.
It's free on Steam!
Yes. However, if you are sensitive to disturbing images and stuff like that, it is not a game to play.
There's a tag on it that I thought was a joke. Like some sort of weird in-joke that I just wasn't part of. It is called Psychological Horror is one of the tags on Steam. And I thought everybody was just playing with this love sim and just, oh, no, look, it's scary. No.
It is a game that looks like just a regular Japanese dating sim. John got me into it. He kind of told me a little bit about it and everything. And then to like a certain point, and I'm like, oh, I need to play this. And it's not for everybody. That's the thing I'm going to say. But if you're okay with stuff like that, try it out. It's pretty fantastic where that game goes. Yeah. And then last but not least, before I get into WoW, Super Mario Odyssey continues to be a ton of fun. And I'm going through collecting moons and trying to 100% that thing too, because that game is great. Although I do have to say that my game of 2017, if I had to choose a game of 2017, is definitely Horizon Zero Dawn.
Nice.
Do you have a game of 2017?
That's really tough for me, you know? I mean, oh, there's so many good things, and a lot of things I play are along the lines of Fantasy Life, where I bought it 4 years ago and played half of it.
And it doesn't have to have just come out. Just the game that you played in 2017 that you would give it the best game you played in 2017.
Ooh, see, that's a tough one. I had fun stuff like Overwatch, and though people are going to roast me for this, I really did enjoy Destiny 2.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A lot.
Absolutely nothing wrong with liking that game.
No, people are mad about the DLC stuff and some other things that I don't quite follow. I'm not going to lie. I don't quite follow this.
That's fine. Well, while you're looking, let me tell you about WoW.
Yes, please tell us about WoW.
So I went through and I did my very best to get a fox mount, and guess what? Still don't have it.
Yeah, same here. I've been logging in to do that. And then Aludra's like, I don't have any mana. No, not Aludra, Illyandra, the main character I've been playing, is like, I don't have any mana. I'm like, are you eating it?
If you have some gold, auction house.
No, I don't have gold. I spend all of my gold
on the subscription.
On subscribing. Hold on, I just had my game of 2017 and I lost it. Where'd it go? Board game, MMO, multiplayer. Yeah, this is what I do to my Steam games, you guys. There it is. It is called One Shot. It's a short game. I bought it for $10. I nearly cried.
Okay.
It was adorable and sweet and sad, and it was a bit of a puzzler. Almost like Doki Doki is a puzzler, but not with the scary stuff. But okay. You have to, like, exit the game sometimes and for it to go on, and it's weird. But
I'll look into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was adorable and sweet, and it was sad and heart-wrenching.
Cool. So, anyways, World of Warcraft stuff. The last day that I was going to be able to actually try and do the holiday stuff for Wintervale, I got my Minion of Grumpus mount, which was really cool. I was really surprised about that. And then, you know, went through, did some raiding and stuff when we could. Over the whole holiday season, raiding has been, you know, very spotty.
Very backseat to to the events of the holiday, which is why I like our raid group so much, because they are just so great about that.
It's not like, it's Christmas Eve, you need to be raiding right now.
Didn't our raid fall on Christmas Eve?
I think it did.
Yeah, nobody showed.
Yeah, because Christmas Day was a Monday, so yeah. Mm-hmm. So raid's been going really well. I don't know the exact number, but we are now...
Seven?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Seven of whatever in normal. We're doing pretty good. We killed High Council. We killed ANR, which that's a really cool fight. We did the one with the bridge where you have to run in and then run out. And then we're on the one with the dude with the big claw hand, who I've nicknamed the Torbjorn cosplayer, because he has a claw hand. Or a little like.
Yep. The Torby.
We took him down. We did pretty well on him for like our third attempt ever, maybe fourth attempt, something like that. I think we got him down to like 40 some odd percent on Sunday. So we're doing okay with that. So I'm really excited. Other WoW news, my weapon is at 75 finally. I'm actually starting to attempt the Mage Tower now. I got a couple attempts in there and almost got past the first phase, so I'm pretty stoked about that. And then, last but not least, just for, gits and shiggles, I went to, try to, you know, do some mount farming and stuff, and ended up with the clutch of Jikun, or whatever it's called.
And I haven't got the corn! Jikun!
Yeah, Jikun! Yeah, so I have a bird! I have a mount from a raid that I absolutely hate, so yay!
And I have a Gothicorn! Yeah! And, those endless halls!
I love that part a lot. I used Excel to make my map.
I thought about it. There's actually an add-on that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And it mapped them out pretty well. But I had pneumonia. And I didn't have the stamina. I had done it for about 3.5 hours. And I was like, I can't anymore. I can't. I like literally cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
And my son stepped in and he finished it out for me.
Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah. He finished that step. He didn't finish the quest out. He wanted me to be able to be the one to click and get my Gothicorn.
Yay.
So I did. And we were all happy and we had a little celebration of the Gothicorn.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But, going for Mage Towers too.
Good luck.
Those are some really cool looking things, you know?
Yeah, I like the look of my staff.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it on my mage as well, and well, Ludra's not as geared, so I've been running LFRs.
Nothing wrong with that. But anyway, so that's what's going on with us. Let's find out. I mean, gosh, that's a lot of stuff that's been going on with us. But let's find out what's going on with World of Warcraft.
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
Oh, I can't wait to see what we come up for the next expansion, Ben.
I know. We'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, so news. 7.3.5.927 has come out, and there's actually pet stuff involved. Not in the patch notes, though. Thanks for that, Blizzard. We had to do some digging.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to Warcraft Pets for being the place that helped us realize that, you know, just what was coming and what it hasn't.
Do you think that there's ever going to be a patch 8.75.30.9?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, 8.7 might be a bit high, but I bet it'd be 8.1.359.
8570309. I don't know the number off the top of my head.
8675.
867. That's what I was going for. Dang it.
Okay. I was wondering what was going on there. 8.6 might happen. 867. I think Blizzard's the type of people who would put out little patches until we get 8.8675309.
Okay. I can't believe I screwed up the numbers on that so bad.
Oh, it's okay, Ben. Ben. You're still my favorite teddy bear.
Aww.
There we go! Okay, so the first pet up is the Mail Elemental. Have you seen your friends standing and staring at mailboxes? Yeah, well, we know why, and it's not because of the auction house.
No.
You get a breadcrumb quest found in an envelope under the mailbox in Broken Shores, Dalaran. We have heard it is all of them. We have also heard it's only the one by the Violet Citadel.
So, good luck!
Yeah! The quest is called Lost Mail, and you end up playing courier to some of Azeroth's lesser-known stars. At the end of it, you get your own pet, the Mail Elemental!
Ooh.
Bonus, if the item isn't spawning for you, your friends, who have done the quest, get an item to that starts the quest for you,
yes.
Like Brawler's Guild's invitation.
Yep, you will get the Lost Mail while doing the quest that starts from the Lost Mail.
Yes. So, huzzah, and thanks to you, Johnny Awesome, the letter has a 2-hour spawn time. The pet itself isn't cageable, so we are very glad that we can share letters with each other.
Yes. Yes. That being said, Eludra and I are doing a race to the finish with the Mail Elemental. But here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the catch. Every other race to the finish that we've had, we have not accepted a lot, you know, like the pet in some form or whatever from someone else. But due to the fact that this is a quest that is meant to be shared with other people, if you find one of us and you have a lost letter and you want to give it to us, we are more than happy to take it and you can help us win this first race to the finish.
This first open race to the finish.
Yes.
So give your favorite WoW Battle Pets host a leg up or the first one you find. Remember, Eludra is easier to spell than Alanya.
Find me on Twitter. I'm at Ben the Mage. Hey guys, guess what? Silithus finally got its makeover with the patch, and everyone is going to run on down there to kill one of the three now max level mobs for the chance of getting their own Silithid mini tank. So while you're down there, make sure to be on the lookout for Groshex, Siskrix, and Zarshedj. They hang out in the wound, and like I said, they have a chance to drop the pet.
Oh, shout out to Ben for managing those names. I wasn't gonna, so I assigned him that news bit. So, do you love PvP pet battling?
No!
And do you love tabards?
Yes!
The two finally intersect, and we have the achievement group for you.
Ooh.
Beat other players with a pet team made up of the same family 10 times for each family, and you can win a tabard with a paw print on it. No pet reward this time, guys. We're getting clothes.
Well, let me reiterate. You don't do 10 times with each family. You do it each family once for a total of 10 times.
I thought it was 10 times each family.
Oh, crap. If it is, that sucks even more.
It is.
I didn't read it.
I just looked at it, dude.
I believe you.
It's 10 times. So you got to take your water family, your aqua family.
And you have to win 10
times. And you
got to
win 10.
Oh, this is way worse than I thought it was.
You it doesn't have to be in a row, but just 10 total with a family entire of aquatic pets. And then once that, you move on to your dragonkin, and then you move on to your humanoids. And then, so we're going to be seeing a lot of people in the PvP pet battles. And if you manage just right RNG, you can have a type strength against somebody. Of course, that means you're going to have a type weakness, but hey,
yeah,
that's part of the game. So I'm kind of stoked about this, if only because it's going to mess up the meta for a while.
That would be nice. But, you know,
it would be.
I do have to say that I really do like the actual tabard. It's brown with the green paw print for a pet. That's just cool.
Ben's wrong. It is bronze with an aqua teal paw print in the middle. Okay? Brown and green. No, it's bronze. Like our favorite dragonflight.
Wow.
Yes. With a teal.
You are so color specific.
I really am. I live with an artist, man. You gotta be. You gotta be.
Okay, that's true. So, anyway, so finally we discussed that Una may be getting a puppy of her own. And what is going on with her? Well, here's the thing. We might find out with this patch. We aren't entirely sure, but the tip hotline, also known as our emails and Twitters, are open. Now, if you find out how to continue Una's story, let us know so that we can actually all see our favorite Draenei get her own puppy. She needs a puppy, folks. She needs
a puppy. Yeah, I'm really hoping that she totally gets it because... I want this poor thing to have a puppy. And Una needs a puppy. And so, yeah.
But you know what? If she does get that dog, you know what she needs?
No. She needs a puppy. That's what she needs. She needs a puppy. Okay?
Yeah.
And she needs it. And if she doesn't get a puppy, I'm going to be disappointed. Okay. But I'm really glad. That works. I know what you're trying to do. I'm talking over you. I'm really glad we get more Una lore. You know what I'm saying? So I really hope it's in this patch and I hope it's found quickly because I want to dive in there and I want to defend my Una baby who I take to raids and show to kill how to kill things. So, yeah. No, I know what you're doing. Una has a puppy and what she need. What, Ben, what does she need if she has a puppy?
That puppy sure needs a doghouse.
This is, like, literally the most expensive dog house you could give a dog.
No, there's worse. But...
I'm sure there are, but...
The kind of dog house that I'm talking about isn't actually one that the dog would sleep in. No. Or the kind that married men are in trouble sleep in, which I still think that's a stupid thing to say. But anyways, no. This dog house I'm talking about is a brand new PC from DoghouseSystems.com.
Time out. Doghouse Systems, if you're listening, I tried to get him to stop, but he insisted on this segue, so.
Time in! So make sure you go to doghousesystems.com and experience some of the best customer service that you can find in custom PC building.
Oh yeah, definitely. I love their customer service. They are there for you whenever. They're prompt, courteous, polite. Are there any more Boy Scout things I can say? Because honestly, it all fits them better than the Boy Scouts I've met, really.
Look, did I ever tell you the story about how a Boy Scout stole my watch?
Doghouse Systems will not steal your watch, people.
No, they won't. And that's one of the greatest things about them. What they will do is, once you buy it, give you one of the best computing systems that you can get. I love my doghouse. It's been around for years at this point. So I just finished paying off my car. I got my doghouse the same year that I got my car. That's how long it's been.
That's pretty cool, Ben.
I know. Mean, honestly, like, I actually got them the same month, actually.
And now that, you know, the doghouse was already paid off, but now you can get a new one.
I'm kind of thinking about, you know, eventually getting there. But, I mean, the thing is I don't need one right now because this is still going strong. Mm-hmm. I'm able to run things incredibly well in my doghouse. But,
my Destiny 2 is very pretty on my doghouse.
Oh, yeah. But see, here's the thing. If you decide that you want to get a doghouse system, all you need to do is go to doghousesystems.com, put in Battle Pets for your promo code, and you get double the memory for free.
For free!
For free. And we love our doghouse. You can too. But
don't give it to your dog, guys.
No.
Don't.
No. Don't open it up. Don't let the dog in. That's not what you do.
Nope.
But see, here's the thing. If you already have an awesome PC or you have your own doghouse, you can always help support the show by going to trylootcrate.com/battlepets. That's
Loot
right.
Crate.
Everybody knows about Loot Crate. It is one of the coolest things that's out there. If you need some awesome collector's gear that not a whole bunch of people are going to have, go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets, sign up for a subscription, and you will get really awesome geeky stuff every month. I'm
it's
talking
like,
shirts.
It's like your birthday.
I'm talking figurines. I'm talking comic books. I'm talking tons of different things. They have a lot of different IPs that they deal with. And I got to say, the December box, I had a really cool Destiny 2 shirt in there. There's a reason I'm not wearing it right now, because I know a looter would want to steal it.
I don't know. There's a Wookiee pillow behind you. I'm kind of big on that right now.
No, that's a
Maybe
bag.
It's a
it's
book
not
bag.
Actually a pillow.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better if it's a bag, because then I can walk around in that in my Mandalorian shirt.
Okay. Anyways, so another thing that was in there, so I gave it to Nevermore, but she's handing it to me to show off to you. She got this Big Daddy figurine from BioShock.
Oh, it's so cool.
It is very cool.
BioShock.
Oh, it's a great game.
I got it in a Humble Bundle.
Very cool. Have you played it yet?
No, because I know it's kind of scary and I'm a big chicken. There was an Ice King figurine in one, and my son has used it to pop a balloon.
Oh, well, there you go. So,
yes.
Go to...
That was a spiky throne.
Very cool. I'm glad you like that.
I love it!
So, go to trylootcrate.com/battlepets, put in Bridge10 for your promo code, and get 10% off today.
Today, because everybody likes stuff.
So, now that you've got some awesome loot with you, you've got a good PC to take care of some stuff, let's go ahead and jump right into some boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
And we're continuing on in Stormheim.
Stormheim, the land of Vikings and storms.
Heim. I don't know.
Yeah, my song was really great, Ben. It didn't need Heim.
Okay. Anyways, this week we're talking about the world quest, Jeroen's Ladder. It is located at 5646 in Stormheim.
Stormheim!
That place with storms and Vikings and stuff.
Viking and storms.
I have my own version. We're going to get into like a copyright battle, and I'm okay with that. Anyway, so Jeroen is a big seaweed-looking fella.
Yeah, he's one of those ghosty guys.
The Harlujar or whatever.
Harlujar!
Yeah, exactly. But he comes to battle with three pets. The first one is called Mistwraith. It's one of those undead wraith things, and it's made of mist. So the Mistwraith's first ability is Plagued Blood. Now, this will actually deal undead damage and plagues your pet for 5 rounds. While your pet is plagued, any enemy that hits your pet will be healed.
Jerk.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm not your healing dummy.
Yeah. I'm a healing dummy. That's what I do in Raid.
You're not a dummy. You're a good healer.
Oh, thank you. Next up, Mistwraith has Arcane Blast. Now, the Mistwraith will blast your pet with a surge of arcane power, dealing magical damage. And, of course, every time that Arcane Blast is cast, the damage raises. It keeps going up to 5 times of being cast. It has an upper limit. But just don't let him cast it 5 times. It's a lot of damage. Don't recommend it. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we have Phase Shift. The Mistwraith will phase out of sync with you, and its dodge chance is increased by 100%. And that lasts for 1 round.
Wow. Well, at least it's only 1 round. The next pet is Crawdad, because it's a Crawdad. But it's undead, so we mushed them together and got Crawdad.
That sounds like something from a sci-fi, like horror movie.
Yeah, from the 50s?
Yeah, like Sharktopus.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so.
Did you ever see Ghost Shark?
No, I did not, but now I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, Ghost Shark is great. It's a dead shark that can attack from any body of water. There's a car wash going on. There's a car wash going on.
What does it need water for?
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a car wash going on. It kills someone out of the bucket of water, drags him in and kills him. It's great.
Oh, this is a real thing? I need to find it.
Oh, it's a real thing.
Okay, so Crawdad, who is now best buddies with Ghost Shark, because, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would be.
They really would be. His first ability is Carpnado, which he can also use in a car wash, I bet.
I bet.
The Crawdad will summon a frenzy of furious fish on your pet, dealing aquatic damage to it.
Oh, no.
This will be split evenly amongst your whole team. So he basically has a piranha gun, and he shoots it at you.
Yeah, but it's a fully automatic piranha gun.
Mm-hmm. His next ability is Infected Claw, which really sounds painful. Like, it's like an ingrown toenail of a claw. This ability has Crawdad tearing into your pet with a plagued claw, and it deals undead damage. That's got to even hurt even more, tearing into somebody with an infected plague claw.
Yeah, I can hear it scream when it does its all. Ow!
Yeah. Why you hit that button? Don't hit that button! Its final ability is Shell Shield, where Crawdad will gain a shield that will reduce damage it would take from you for 5 rounds.
Ooh.
5.
That is a lot worse than the 1-round phase shift. And last but not least, we have Gnaw.
Gnaw.
It's one of those cool-looking fell dogs, minus the fell. And it's an elemental.
It's a puppy.
Gnaw's first ability is Bone Bite. Now, Gnaw will bite your pet, dealing undead damage. Next up, we have Fell Immolate. This will deal elemental damage to your pet instantly. Then your pet is going to burn for an additional elemental damage for 4 rounds. And last but not least, we have Breath of Sorrow. Ew. Gnaw will breathe sorrow onto your pet. What does that even smell like?
This is why I'm glad I can't smell WoW. This in the Undercity.
Like tears and despair?
Yeah. And a bit of fear in there.
No, okay.
And halitosis.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But it breathes sorrow onto your pet, dealing elemental damage and causing your pet to receive 50% less healing for 2 rounds. Now, the strategy that I saw was to use your Iron Starlet and the mechanical Pandaren Dragon. And then a third pet, you know, whatever. Leveling pet. Mm-hmm. Another mechanical to get your family thing done with it, you know.
I'm sorry, my brain just blanked. What did you say to use?
The Iron Starlet and the mechanical Pandaren Dragon.
Ah, Emerald Turtle and a Silkbead Snail are also really good. The turtle can almost one-shot everything.
I believe it. Which is kind of why I was surprised that I saw the mechanicals on there. I'm like, there's really, you know, I mean, first of all, there's an elemental in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, they don't know what they're doing. A lot of it has to do with the Iron Starlet just mowing everything down.
The Iron Starlet is really great, but I'm really liking how snails are really becoming powerhouses. And some of the little pets, you know, everybody always flocks to the things like the Starlet and stuff with original movesets and stuff. But when, like, moths and turtles and snails, they're becoming more prominent as something you use a lot, which is freaking fantastic, because we all have about 4 of them.
Speaking of snails, so last night when I went to go and fight Jikun, you know how there's the snails beforehand that, like, one-shot you? One of them dropped a toy, and now I can control a snail for, like, 10 minutes or something.
That's crazy! I didn't even know that was a thing!
I know! I was like, I got a new toy! Okay! It's like, wow. I went in there just as I hate this place, and I get a new toy and a mount. I'm like, cool.
So, I still don't have the Ollie Sky Mirror, and I still farm for it.
Not a bad thing to do. I still need to get that, too. Anyways, so, you know, take out Mr. Jaroon.
Trapper Jaroon!
Yes, that's right. I had a hiccup in there. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's okay. You're fine.
And weird sounds happen. You know what? Maybe one of the pets you might want to use is featured in our next pet spotlight.
Pet spotlight.
I love the kittens.
Aww.
All right, Pet Spotlight, where we take a pet that we love for various reasons, be it its name, its looks, its abilities, or how often it pops up on our teams, and we talk about it a little bit.
Basically, it's just pets.
Yeah, it's just pets. This is like the pet corner where we take a pet and we cuddle it.
Aww.
This week, I'm cuddling my nether whelp, who I've named Derpy. I have named him Derpy as he looks like he will repeatedly run into a plate glass window, and has at some point or another.
Yeah.
He has got the face, and I love it. You guys think I'm being mean to him, but I'm not. I actually really love this pet. He's been a cornerstone in some of my teams, like versus Jeremy Fiesel.
Mm-hmm.
I need something with magic abilities. A dragonkin with magic abilities is freaking awesome, and I'd use him to take down the Jeremy Fiesel a lot. While I was had him on farm.
Yeah.
Probably should do that some more because I don't have the mount.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong at all. But he is cute. He does a little spinny dance where he's even bobbing around. He's got the face, like I mentioned. He's got some scales on his head that kind of look like hair or a helmet.
Kind of like a mohawk.
Yeah, or a helmet for his glass plate adventures.
So
I adore him. He was like my magical go-to pet. And I had a Nordrassil Wisp. And it was still all Derpy.
Not bad.
He may have been one of the first couple pets I leveled even.
So the thing is as cool as this pet is, there's only one downside for it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get it.
Yeah, he was kind of a collector's edition pet.
For Burning Crusade.
And Burning Crusade is pretty cool.
Which it turned and 11 years old today, I believe.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Burning Crusade!
Yeah.
It was the first collector's edition I bought. And I had my monitor on that box for years.
Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was useful, and I had a netherwhelp.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, Derpy, I love you. You're my favorite. I think he was my first pet to 25, now that I'm really giving a thought. He was my first pet to 25.
Well, he's very cool, and I would love to have one. You know, Blizzard, we've said before, why don't you just sell the digital editions for the other stuff?
Yeah. Pet donations are also a thing, Blizzard. You have our email. It's at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I would like a dancing Murloc.
Oh, my gosh. I would kill for a dancing Murloc.
You would not. You're too nice.
I would kill stuff in-game for a dancing Murloc.
Okay, there we go. I want a dancing Murloc too, so I can dance it around Ben.
Yeah. So I went with.
He doesn't have one.
You're so mean. So I went with a different pet. I went with Baby Winston. Now, You get Baby Winston from the Game of the Year edition of Overwatch. Now, the reason that I did Baby Winston this time is not only is he absolutely adorable, and the thing is Baby Winston, like, his idle animations are all like
adorable.
Congruent to Winston in Overwatch's animations. Like he drops the shield bubble. He rages. I think he jumps around. I mean, it's awesome. He's great.
Yeah.
But I am like so into watching the Overwatch League right now that I've got Overwatch just on my mind. In fact, I'm wearing my London Spitfire shirt right now.
Oh, he is. Look at that.
Yeah.
You bought their shirt.
I did. I enjoy it. In fact, I ended up buying some extra skins so that I can have London Spitfire skins because they're my team because I don't have one in Phoenix. So, yeah. But seriously, he's a great pet. I've only battled with him a little bit, but he's a lot of fun to just kind of run around with and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He looks different than the other apes just because, you know, he's modeled after Winston. He's got the glasses and stuff, and I really like him.
Yeah, and, you know, this guy, he's more high res. He's kind of cooler than the other apes. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm definitely. And he's got some good abilities, too. Like I said, I haven't really battled with him much, but he's a good all-around pet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Pet Spotlight. We've got a collector's edition pet and another buying game pet. So, we had a theme.
I, Yes, we did, because I saw that you did Baby Winston. I was like, oh, okay, let's do my favorite collector's edition pet.
Yeah. But,
ta-da!
And in the future, who knows, we might actually be using some of those pets in a little thing that we like to call team building.
Team building.
Team building, where we build a team based on random words, because what else are we going to do with this massive amount of pets we have?
Pet them.
Well, yeah, duh, but
feed them,
I mean,
walk them, take care of them.
Leashes, poop. Yeah, I know, Ben, I know. But at the same time, I like doing this. This is like the most random, most fun thing we do.
I love it. So this episode's random words, which at this point, I don't even remember how we came up with them. Our static, fear, and paranoia. Dun, dun, dun.
Ah, so scary.
So scary.
It's very holiday-oriented, Ben. I really appreciate that. These are the words we came up with before the holiday.
I know. I honestly have no idea. No idea at all. But anyways, so, Aludra, you built a team. I built a team. What was yours for static, fear, and paranoia?
All right, so for static, I have a empowered mana fiend. He's got the little sparks, he's got a little bit of a glow. He's static, okay?
Okay.
Then fear, I have my wee abomination. And for paranoia, my Fellfire Imp, because I just watched Hercules. And Panic and Pain are in there, and they are really the fear and paranoia of the whole deal. And so the imp is more like panic, and the wee abomination is most like pain. And I figure by now they've made a new friend, Static, who they stole off the top of Hades' head.
I can see that.
Yeah, and so now they all gallivant around because they gallivant.
Oh yeah.
Totally do. So, yeah, when I heard these, I thought of them, sent Ben a picture. He was instantly jealous.
It was a good idea. What can I say?
I don't know that he was instantly jealous. I just like to pretend.
And I play along. Doesn't matter if I was or not. You know, this is, we have a little thing here. It's called yes and.
Mm-hmm.
It's how improv works.
Yes.
And. So I went a slightly different way, Aludra.
Shocked.
No, static.
Yeah, he was under my desk. Sorry, my bad.
Okay. Well, I started off, you know, kind of hitting the nail on the head with the Stormstruck Beaver. Because as far as lightning pets go, I really like that one. And I really feel like if you were to pet it, you'd get a lot of static electricity and, like, your hair would just be up on ends and stuff like that. And I like it. I think it's really cute. Next up, I went with something that... you know, as far as fantasy characters go, something that I'm terrified of. And that's the faceless minion. Because I remember something like that way back in my days when I was reading, like, the Drist books. Mm-hmm. And there's something called a Mind Flayer or an Illithid. And basically, a faceless
minion...
How
very D&D.
I know. A faceless minion is one of those, like, on steroids. And they terrify me. And the fact that... back when we were running Wrath of Lich King, the one of the underground dungeons, I forget which one it is, where you fight one of those, it's the last boss, and then you have to fight your friends. Well, we always had a druid healer with us, and we could never out damage the heals that the druid healer was putting out. So we were never able to finish that fight until we were a tier or two into it.
Wow. That's rough.
Yeah, that's how it was way back in the day. But then anyways, for paranoia, I have the Arcane Eye. I don't know why I mistyped that in the notes, but it's the Arcane Eye. Because I always feel like somebody's watching me. It's an Arcane Eye, don't you see? So anyways.
Oh, Ben, that's so ridiculous. I love that it came with a song. I do. I really do love that it came with a song.
Well, I try. You know, I have to one-up you from... I mean, you did Hercules.
Yeah.
I got to do better than that if I want to get a point. But anyways, so next episode, we have Otter Space. That's right. Not outer space. Otter Space.
Oh, a little otter in a little NASA suit. Oh, how cute.
I know. Wouldn't it be
great? And it could be like your D&D character wearing a monocle.
And someone just threw something at me.
Is it a monocle or an otter from
I don't
space?
Know what it is. It fell off my lap. But anyways, next episode's
it
words.
It was not an otter.
Otter Space.
Otter Space. Aww.
Now, if you would like to send us your team for Otter Space, or want to give us points for our static fear and paranoia teams, mm-hmm. you can contact us by reaching out to us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Now, our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net on iTunes and Stitcher too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage, and I'm at Aludra's Pets. Much easier to remember than Ben the Mage. Of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show. My phone's not loading it, guys.
Mine is.
I wanted to retweet a happy wish, and it was like, no.
Oh. But you can also listen to, well, me on another show called Azeroth Roundtable.
Yes, and in that. Stuff. Ben talks about all sorts of neat stuff, and unfortunately, he ran at the same time as Critical Role, so I missed this week's.
Yeah, but that was only last week.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course, last but not least, our therm? What am I saying, therm?
Our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben the Therm. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben the Therm, and it's copywritten to us as well.
Therms for listening.
Oh, Ben.
Bye, everybody.
Ben.